What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are coming at you with a requested movie by our friends at Extreme Horror Replay, Ben and Nancy. And they have requested us to do an episode on Head of the Family from 1996.
Yep.
Arguably one of the most influential years in horror because, like, we had Scream and it kind of gave horror a whole resurgence. And then we had this movie.
Well, I feel like this is the most important movie of that year, right?
Yeah. It's the head of the family and head of the charts, too. But before we talk about this absolute masterpiece of a horror film, let's kick off our news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I picked up Slept El Sabio and saw these there. Some of my work friends love these, so got some sandbaggers.
Oh, nice.
So I got boysenberry. I don't know what that is, but then cloudberry. I don't
What's a
know.
cloudberry?
Looks like a raspberry, honestly, in the picture, but and
Sounds
this
like
one's like a blackberry, but I don't know.
Cloudberry. That sounds like something out of
But
Super Mario.
yeah, I didn't know they were gin beverage. I thought they were vodka, and I had the lemon one during the watch tonight, and it's really good.
Nice. Is it? It's a seltzer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a cloudberry is a real thing.
Ooh, that's good.
Herbaceous perennial produces amber-colored edible fruit similar to a blackberry. Well, isn't that interesting? Kind of looks like a little cloud, I guess.
But yeah, really good. Highly
Nice.
su suggest these.
Wonder if we have them here. Probably.
Probably, yeah. What about
I
you?
am still drinking my Blackberry Crown. But I have
Nice.
mixed it with ginger ale tonight just because. And I'm drinking it out of my Batman glass
Nice.
because I am a man child.
A very important question for you. Canada Dry or Schweppes?
Canada Dry without a doubt.
Yeah.
See?
Good, good.
I wanted to get the blackberry ginger ale, but they didn't have any at the store that I stopped at. I feel like that'd be really good.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
All right. Have you watched anything this week?
Yes, only one movie. I won't share my screen, but I've been on Shudder a while, so I threw that on, and I watched 2024's Destroy All Neighbors.
Okay.
It was a movie. it was all right. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. One of the characters in the movie is played by a semi-famous actor, I guess, from the late 80s, early 90s, and
Okay.
like he's unrecognizable, like the makeup he has on, but yeah, I don't know, it was a fun movie, a lot of gore and comedy, so yeah.
What's it called? Destroy all neighbors? Destroy
Destroy all
your neighbor?
neighbor or
All.
yeah, destroy all neighbors.
Oh, there it is. I don't recognize any of these people, I think.
Alex Winter.
Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. Wow, yeah, he got old,
Yeah.
eh? Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I've been trying to finish some TV shows that are on my list. So we finished The Bear season two, and then we dove back into The Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh,
So
nice.
we finished that, and then we started the new season of The Circle
Oh,
on
cool.
Netflix. Yeah.
I haven't watched that in a while.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
What about
I didn't watch any movies this week. I mean, we just recorded on Sunday and it's Friday, so.
Yeah.
But I watched the first episode of Fallout.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, last night. It was good. I enjoyed
Yeah.
it. A lot more like gory than I thought.
Definitely.
I mean, like the game was violent. All the games are violent, but like,
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting there to be like
Yeah.
a good amount of gore, and I don't know, it surprised me pleasantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a sex scene. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've watched really. Yeah, haven't done much this
Well,
week.
that was almost a movie because the first episode is like an hour and 15 minutes long or
Yeah,
20
that's
minutes long.
yeah, almost as long as this movie.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, that's all I did. All I watched.
Nice.
As for the news, I forgot to write this down prior, so I'm just flying off the seat of my pants right now. But Aliens versus Avengers is be gonna be a thing this summer.
What?
A new comic series
Oh, okay.
because Disney owns Marvel and Disney also owns Alien now, so they're doing a mashup.
Jesus.
I don't see how the aliens stand a chance. Like, you have fucking Iron Man, dude. He's got his blasters.
Yeah.
Captain America is just gonna throw his shield. I don't know.
Huh. But
Whatever.
wouldn't the acid, would that eat through the shield?
Oh, I wonder. It's supposed to be like indestructible, but maybe.
Yeah.
I'm seeing here that Immaculate is now available for digital purchase and rental.
Okay.
I'm assuming these are American prices, but to purchase it is $20 and to rent it is $10.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Abigail got released. We already knew that. That's pretty much it, really. Oh, Brad Dourif announced that he's retiring from acting after
Oh,
50
wow.
years.
That's big
Yeah.
news.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised to see that today, but 50 years of acting.
Yeah.
Crazy. Long career. But that's all I got. Not a whole lot going on this week.
Right. Well, not a whole lot in 4Ks as well. Jack Ryan, the final season, and then the complete series released on 4K.
Nice.
And the other one is a Criterion collection movie. I've never heard of it, but it's called Werckmeister Harmonies. And it's like Werckmeister. So, no idea. So,
Never heard of it either.
yeah, that's it.
All right. Pretty boring.
Yeah.
I guess we can dive into this movie that you're so excited to talk about.
Let's do it.
All right, like we said in the intro, this week we are talking about Head of the Family from 1996. Starting off with the synopsis, the head of the family is literally that, a giant head on a tiny body who physically controls the rest of his even more unusual family. It's said in the trivia that they based the look off of this movie off of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the monsters.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. I could see the head being kind of like crying. So it was directed by Charles Band, but he was credited as Robert Talbot.
Oh, okay.
And that really threw me for a loop because I had already looked at IMDb to see who directed it, and then I started
Yeah.
watching it and it said directed by Robert Talbot. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Then I looked at IMDb again and they had it credited as him. But anyways, he owns Full Moon Features.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. So,
Okay, that makes sense.
yeah. So this guy has like 485 producing credits or something like that. It's something
Yeah.
crazy. So Full Moon Features has produced the Puppet Master movies, Ginger Dead Man, Evil Bong, Demonic Toys, Castle Freak, like all those really low budget, like weird
Yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
He's kind of
So,
like trauma movies almost.
yeah, because I remember looking when I did my Puppet Master fucking watch through a couple years ago. He actually has like a streaming site or service that you can sign up for
Yeah.
of Full Moon, whatever, and it has like the horror movies, and it has like, I don't know if they're pornos, but like they're, I don't know, kind of pornos, I guess,
Yeah,
right?
like softcore porn kind of. So yeah, he's produced like his production company has produced a shit ton of movies. He's directed like 85 movies or something like that. So a lot of his directing credits are movies that are under Full Moon Features. The cast list, we have Blake Adams, who plays Lance. And he's done like a lot of one-off episodes of TV shows and stuff like that.
He looked so familiar,
He did actually, but
but then I looked at his IMDb and I was like, oh, I don't know who this guy is.
yeah. Did you see the trivia on the movie
No, I didn't look at it, no.
about him? So I guess if you go to in the DVD like special features or whatever, there's like cast biographies, and his biography says that he's an alien sent to Earth from Uranus to get a part in a Full Moon Feature movie or something like that. Like that was his sole purpose of coming to Earth.
What the
Just
fuck?
like something completely ridiculous. Next we have Jacqueline Lovell, and she played Loretta or Scarlett if she was having sex. She started off her career as an adult model. An actress. She was in over 150 magazines, including like Playboy, Penthouse, like all the higher end pornographic magazines, I guess. She's completed more than or yeah, she's completed more than 80 videos as well. So she was a pretty big name in the 90s for porn, anyways. Next is Bob Schott, who plays Otis. And he hasn't been in anything since this movie. And prior to this movie, there was like really nothing worth mentioning.
Yeah, I was just looking at one of his movies. It's a movie that's been banned, apparently. It's called Up. And the synopsis is, it begins with the murder of one Adolf Schwartz, who bears a striking resemblance to another famous Adolf via a ravenous piranha fish in his bathtub.
What the fuck? Shit. Next is James Jones, who played Wheeler. He has five acting credits, nothing worth mentioning. And lastly, I have J.W. Para, who played Myron, and he has four acting credits, and also none of them are worth mentioning. So no big name actors or actresses in this, except for Jacqueline Lovell, I guess, if you want to consider her a big name, but
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just wait there a sec. We
okay.
got Mrs. Alexandria Quinn, who plays Ernestina. And she is most famous for My Mommy Bane's Brothers too. Mom Loves Cock.
That's a good one. I really like that one.
What else we got here? Interracial Lesbian Nation.
Cool.
And then my personal favorite, Pink Eye.
Do you think the plot of that movie is?
I was reading them off to Bettina, and I got to Pink Eye, and she's like, oh, I wonder what happens in that movie.
Do you think someone gets pink eye, or do you think like that's what they're calling the vagina?
Probably someone gets pink eye because they're doing something, you
Yeah. Farting
know?
on pillows and shit.
Yeah.
She is also a porn star, in case you couldn't figure that out.
Yeah.
Did Bettina watch this movie with you?
She watched I'd say the first 20 minutes, fell asleep and took a nap,
Understandable.
and then woke up for like the last 20 minutes, the most important part of the movie, of
Yes.
a scene that she grotesquely did not like.
We're gonna have to talk about that. I'm not
Yeah,
sure which scene
yeah.
that would be.
But
Oh,
she
I know what scene it is. Okay.
yeah, she did pretty much watch it with me, yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any more honorable mentions?
No, I
All
don't.
right. Let's start talking about this movie then.
Yeah, like this, I feel like Full Moon Pictures just uses the same soundtrack for every movie.
That's fair.
Because like it's literally the same from Puppet Master, like the movies, it's like the same fucking theme song.
It's been a minute since I've watched Puppet Master, but I feel like I do remember the
Like very
track.
like I don't know, like magical and like high
Yeah.
notes and yeah. But yeah, movie starts off at some house, kind of look like the movie From House.
Yeah, actually.
A very weird family, the Stackpools, who were kind of I don't know how to say the 2024 version, but handicapped, I guess.
Well, Otis for sure.
Yeah.
And Ernestina doesn't speak.
I mean, no.
My comparison, like in my head while I was watching it, was like if they made an adult Addams Family, like I feel like this would be like sort of in the same vein.
Yeah. Who's your favorite, or what's your favorite movie with freaks in it? Like, where does this stack up with you for like a gang of freaks?
Nightbreed, I would say.
Okay.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd have to, that's a good question. I'd have to sit and think about that. What about you? Do you have one in mind?
I do, because I thought about it.
Okay.
Bubble Boy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Only because it has Beetlejuice in it, you know? Yeah.
I forgot that there's like a lot of weird people in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could we like what about Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Like they're all kind of freaks, but they're
I was
not
thinking
like.
that. I was thinking that too, because I was like, well, what about like, why can't I think of the movie? House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah. They're like more freaks like in the head.
Yeah.
Like they don't have like same with Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They don't have crazy like physical deformities and stuff like that.
No.
Like Wheeler in this movie. Like Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah. It's a good one. Oh, Beetlejuice. Like, I mean, you already said that with
Oh, yeah. I
that's a
guess
group of
so.
freaks.
Yeah. But anyway, getting back to the movie. So the Stackpools, they get to this restaurant slash grocery store. And Bettina pointed out like she liked the old man just at the table just eating a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah. Just goes to a restaurant to eat a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah. Yeah, Ernestina, like one of a kind name.
Yeah.
Can't say I've ever heard that name before.
You ever have a dog? I'm done having kids, but if you ever have a daughter,
Ernestina?
that's got to be a high contender.
Okay. Yeah.
We're gonna book it right
Okay. Yeah. All
now.
right. But we meet kind of our main characters here. Howard is kind of this biker guy with a shitty haircut, kind of looks like fuck, who's the guy that tries to chase criminals and stuff?
Oh, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, Dog the
Yeah,
Bounty
he
Hunter.
does, actually. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's in there and he's married to Loretta, who I don't know why she married him too, but
Can I just say really quickly,
yeah.
her eyes, man, Like, holy shit, dude. Like, I don't know if these were edited or not, but like, she has the bluest eyes. And like, I was slightly infatuated.
Yeah, so she somehow married Howard. I don't know why, but I mean, you don't know why she does a lot of stuff in this movie, but
Yeah, she made some poor choices.
Lance is the owner of this establishment, and he's having sex with Loretta, and or when they have sex, he calls her Scarlet, for some reason. I don't know.
She likes it.
So they're having sex, and like Howard comes in the bathroom, and he's looking for, and then goes downstairs to like the storage room, and Lance is there, like the box in front of his thing, and Howard's like, "What are you doing in there?" And like has no idea.
Yeah.
And then after this, Howard just decides to tell Lance that he's working for Lance now, or working with him, and just has like a gun, and I don't know. It's a weird situation.
I loved this scene because Howard, like the restaurant's closed at this point. It's late at night, and Howard's just sitting in a booth by himself, and Loretta and Lance are just kind of, I don't know, cleaning up the restaurant or whatever. And Howard saved money by buying a gun that he had to assemble himself. And he has the instruction manual laid out on the table, and he's trying to put this thing together like it's a fucking Lego set. And he can't do it. He can't get it put together. But I just thought it was fucking hilarious. Like, is this an actual thing? Like, can you buy guns that you need to assemble by yourself just to save money? I don't know. I would not feel safe shooting that gun.
So in Canada we have Kinder Surprises, right?
That's true.
But they're banned in the States. So instead of
That's true.
toys, they probably get guns that they put together, right?
Oh man, intrusive thought. I'm not gonna say it though. Not gonna say
Shit, we're going to
it.
hell. And then right after this scene, Howard leaves. He's like, I don't know, fucking out riding his bike or something, and there's cuts to fucking Lance and Scarlett having sex again in Lance's car,
Yeah.
and they're having sex, and I don't know, Scarlett's like saying something, and Lance is just like, yeah, keep on dancing, girl. It's like, what the fuck?
There is so much sex in this
There is
movie.
a lot of sex, yes.
I also read too that this was the only movie that Jacqueline Laval or Lovell, whatever, let her daughter watch that she was in. And her daughter was 16 years old when she let her watch it.
Huh,
And her daughter
interesting.
was mad at her because of how much she had sex with a different man that wasn't her dad. It's just like, do you know who your mother is?
Wow.
Because this is probably pretty tame compared to other stuff that she's done.
Well, I was reading Ernestina's, the actress's, kind of IMDb bio, and she was the second youngest girl to be in porn.
What?
So she was 16 years old
What the fuck?
because she used a fake ID.
Oh my God.
So she did like two or three movies, and then they found out that it was fake ID. So they had to go back and either like get rid of them or edit the movies. But apparently, she's not the youngest one to do that. There was a girl who was 14 years old
What the fuck?
who used a fake ID to get into the three.
That's insane. Like, would the male actors, like, could they get in shit for that? Because, I mean, like, let's just say you go to a bar, you pick up a girl who's 16, she used a fake ID to get into the bar. You can assume that she's of age because she's in the bar, and then you take her home, you're going to get in shit.
And it's not like you could charge her because she's underage.
Yeah.
It's the same with like, did the people from That 70s Show, like, obviously it's not porn, but like she was underage working. But I don't think anyone found out until like years later, whenever she said, right? I think.
Well, I think they were celebrating her birthday, like one of her birthdays or something like that. And then it kind of came out then. I think. I don't remember fully, but I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a gray area, but that's crazy.
Yeah. Probably would get charged. Like the
That'd be
guy.
so shitty, dude. Like, if you're
That would.
the actor, wow.
Anyway,
Yeah.
we cut to like this kind of highway road, and we see Otis and Wheeler and Ernestina. They like grab this fence with all these bushes on it, and he moves it in front of the road and has like this arrow sign that's like pointing towards the dirt road. And this trucker comes up, what was his license plate like? Fucking
Uncle Love.
Hunk of Love. Just like pulls up and is like, huh, that's weird. And just follows the dirt road down. And it's like, okay, come on, man. Like, so he goes down the road. And then Lance and Loretta pull up. And Lance is like, well, that fence is fake. Like, someone just put it there. Why don't I go down the road? Stackpoles live there. I better check it out. That's like, what? And so this is the start of just the fantastic plot of this movie. I just can't even believe that someone would come up with this. Like, wow. So Lance goes up to the house and he sees the Stackpoles beating the fuck out of this guy and take him in the house. So he goes back to Loretta and, doesn't tell her what's happening. But you see that this guy is getting worked on by the doctor, who was Wheeler, who has these fucking popped out eyes, which
Looks like he should be in the Mad Max movies.
I was thinking that same thing,
Yeah,
but yeah, so there's like all these people in these like jail cells. They have like bandages on them and they're, they're brain dead. They don't know what's going on. And Lance ends up going back to the Stackpoole's house because he's pretty much going to bribe the family.
well, he stops him in the street first, and then they decline it.
Oh yeah, because he's like, I gotta talk to you, and they just walk on by, don't say anything.
Yeah.
Because he says, tells him like, hey, I know what you guys are doing over there. I'm gonna talk. And then like he's in bed, Lance is in bed, and then all of a sudden Otis like comes in the room and just takes him back to the house. But it's like, I don't know how far the town is from the Stackpoles, but like he just fucking walks all the way with, I guess, Lance,
Yeah.
right?
Well, I don't think the Stackpoles drive either, but we see them walking around
No,
town too. So, but that first time he goes into the house, this is our first meeting of Myron, who is the head of the family. And yeah, he's in a wheelchair. He's got regular sized hands, but like on really short arms. And he's got like a just great big giant head. And you can't see the rest of his body. Like his head kind of
Yeah, you
consumes
can
his whole
see his like
body.
legs kind of sticking out.
Yeah.
But what I assume they did is they have this probably a shit ton of makeup on this guy's head,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
And I'm guessing someone's behind underneath. And like their arms are sticking up out of the wheelchair, right?
Yeah. But yeah, we learned that Myron, like each one of them has like their own sort of superpower, we could say. Like Otis is really strong. Ernestina has like a sexual prowess to her, so like she can get anybody that she wants, sort of thing.
It was very weird because Myron is like telling everyone like what everyone can do. And he says, yeah, like Otis is stronger than any man. Wheeler has like, I don't know exactly what it says, but like the eyes of a jaguar and the ears of a, I don't know, fucking squirrel or something. I don't know.
Something that can hear really well.
And he's like, and Ernestina, well, I mean, you can kind of guess what she does.
Yeah.
And then
But
he
we,
says, oh, go ahead.
no, you go. Go ahead.
And so they're quadruplets, which I thought that Myron would have been like the dad, but so they're all brothers and sisters, and they're quadruplets, and they like shouldn't have survived, but they're like have superpowers, and they're linked telepathically. And Lan, he's like, I can control all of them. Like, I can control the way they move. I can control Otis and the way he like his strength, and he's like Wheeler. I can look and like hear through his ears. And then he's like, well, Ernestina, I could do something with her. It won't tell you what, but you can probably guess or something like that. And he's like, and then Lance is like, well, let me guess, you're super smart or something like that. And basically, Myron wants a regular human body. So I don't know if that's why he has all these people, because like, well, it must be, right? Obviously.
Yeah. So he does mention that, like, that there's been people that have lived long and prosperous lives with only half a brain and whatnot. So he is trying to find a suitable, what's the fuck, like a suitable subject where he can kind of transfer his brain into, or half of his brain into, or something like that.
And Lance, he is still using bribing them, because he says that he wrote a letter to his lawyer stating everything that he saw at the Stackpoles, which, like, I don't know, seems kind of dumb to me. Like, if I was the Stackpoles, I'd just fucking kill this guy.
But he did tell his lawyer that if he disappears or goes missing, or like he doesn't hear from him and stuff like that, then to give this letter to the authorities.
And so he bribes them. He knows that they have a lot of money and stuff like that. So, he says, give me $2,000 a week and I basically won't tell on you guys of what's happening here. And he also tells them to make Howard go away, because he wants to marry Loretta. And then immediately after this, he has sex with Loretta. I love the scene whenever Howard is like on his bike and just like randomly on the side of the road, Ernestine is just like standing there. And he goes up to her, and then out of nowhere, Otis pops out and, well, doesn't kill him, but knocks him out, yeah. I gotta say, Lance is so fucking annoying.
You like him?
I hate Lance, man.
What is it about Lance that you hate?
The actor. It's just like, he's so annoying. The way he talks and is just like, I don't know, kind of arrogant.
He's really arrogant unless he was in front of Howard. Like, he kind of cowers to Howard.
Yeah, exactly. So now Otis and Wheeler are on their way to Raleigh, North Carolina, and to find the lawyer. And like, this one part really threw me off, because like, they go to the train station and there's a guy working the ticket booth, and like, he's a little off. And it's just like,
He's like cross-eyed and shit, yeah.
he's definitely, handicapped. And it's just like, okay, that guy probably got paid nothing to act in this movie. But I do like this scene whenever they just get to the lawyers, and the girl, the receptionist or whatever, is just like, oh, how can I help you? And they're like, oh, we're here to see whatever his lawyer's name is. And they're like, oh, he doesn't see take appointments. Especially if, like, just not for anyone. Then like, just fucking Otis just like the slowest punch in the world just like knocks her out and kills her.
Every time Otis punches, it goes to a first person camera. And you can just see his fist coming in.
But they get in the office, and the lawyer, is like, who are you guys? And they're like, oh, we want the letter. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Then Otis like grabs his hand and grabs the letter, and they're like, oh, where's the other copies? And he's like, I don't have copies. They break his fingers, and I think Otis, does he punch him in the head and kill him? No, he breaks his neck. So now Lance is marrying Loretta. Oh, you finished it? Nice.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't marry her officially, but he asks her to marry him.
While they're having sex
Yeah.
in the storage room.
Yeah, and he has no ring.
Very romantic.
And then that night, Lance is sleeping in bed, and well, Ernestina just walks into his apartment, like it's on the set of Pink Eye, and then he's just like, "Oh, Ernestina," and she just takes her top off. She has massive knockers, and yeah, they have sex.
She's riding him for like, I don't know, 10 seconds, and then she like kind of
Yeah.
bends off to the side, and there's fucking Otis again. Boom. Big punch.
Yeah. So Lance wakes up at the Stackpools in their underground basement thing. He's like hung upside down, and Loretta was taken as well. And like this last scene was so weird, and like I didn't understand it at all. Like,
I
so
don't understand the whole like the play.
yeah,
It's just, I don't get it.
it was like 10 minutes long. I was like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like, I don't know. So Loretta is like trying to obviously get out of this, right? So like she starts telling Loretta or Myron that like all this nice stuff about him, and
She likes smart men.
yeah, and all this stuff, and he said she said he says like, oh, you know, like I am still a man. It's been lonely time. And he's like sticking out his tongue and like licking his lips, and she like drops her top and her tits are hanging out, and all of a sudden, you know, his tongue like starts going out. And then like when it switches to her side tit, you see this tongue come out of the side of the screen. That goes back to him, and his tongue is like barely in his mouth, like sticking out. It goes back to that camera, and his tongue is like fucking like 6 inches long
Yeah.
and just licks the tit. And this is like, yeah, this is the scene that Bettina was like, ew, what the
His tongue's like all warty and stuff.
it's
Like,
like so wet, like her tit, like, oh man.
yeah.
And then he like kind of snaps out of it, and he's like, oh, I'm still going to torture you. Like, I need, you know, this is not me, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Says he's too busy for love and all this shit.
And then yeah, they set up this play, and he goes on telling like Lance about how fuck, what's his name? John, not John Wayne Gacy, the fucking the guy that killed Lincoln.
Oh, John Wilkes Booth.
How he acted the play in here, and then Lance is like, what, that happened in 1859? And Byron's like, no, you idiot. But yeah, like we get this whole play of Loretta doing Joan of Arc, and you get all the people from like the cells who come up and are in the play as well, and it just goes on for way too long. And then like during this, you find out that he sent another letter to a second lawyer,
Yeah.
and so Myron, like in the play, Joan of Arc gets like killed, like burnt. And so they like put her up on the stake, and then I love the guy just like rips her fucking dress off, and it's just like her like just fully naked.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, we're gonna burn her now, like unless you tell me who the name of the second lawyer. And Lance just says like, no, like you're not gonna burn up your play because it's been around for so long. And then like Myron is says, oh well, we foolproof that the stage is fireproof, and we have fire extinguishers on site to put out the fire. It's like, and then they light the fire, and like you can clearly tell that like the fire was like 5 feet in front of Loretta.
Yeah.
And then Otis is just like, pretty girl, and pretty girl, no hurt. And he just goes up and like grabs Loretta and like walks away, and you know, Myron's like, what the fuck, Otis?
And Meyer's trying to like mind control him, but he's just fighting
Yeah.
against it. So he's able to save her. We also do see Howard a couple times too. And he's like missing an eye and like part of his skull, like in his forehead, is missing. And he sees Loretta and he's like, "Loretta, what going on here?" She's just like, "Not now, Howard. We don't have time for this." He's like, "Okay, see you later." And just like walks away.
And yeah, he's down there with Loretta, and then like Otis just like flips like this disconnect switch and then just like starts a fire in the basement. I was okay, I don't know why you would have that in your house, but so he,
House burn.
yeah, turns that on, and then upstairs, Lance gets away, well, briefly. He just grabs Meyer from behind and like just takes her over the stairs and just fucking flips his chair. You just see Myron like fucking Mr. Potato Head just like fly through the air.
That's a perfect description. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then so then Lance goes downstairs to try and find Loretta, and then like Ernestina is like down there and she like has her tit hanging out and she's like going across like the screen, and Lance is like, "Oh, I'm gonna follow you. Like, where are you going, Ernestine?" And he like goes up, and then out of nowhere, Wheeler just comes out of nowhere and just starts stabbing the fuck out of him and kills him. And yeah, and then Loretta and Otis get out of the house, and we see the house is on fire, and Loretta tries leaving, but then Otis doesn't stop her, but she realizes that like, oh, everyone's dead. You're the only survivor. Well, you're the heir to this stack pool. I guess they're super rich, right? So she's like, well, I'm gonna marry you. Like, it's not all about intimacy and stuff. It's there's other stuff in marriage, and but Otis doesn't know what the fuck's going on. And then yeah, they end up getting married, and that's it.
Did you know that there's a sequel to this in the making
What?
called Bride of the Head of the Family?
Bride of the Head of the Family.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only two people casted. We have Jacqueline Lovell or Lovell and Michael Citrinidi. It's in production right now. In development, sorry. The synopsis: Myron Stackpool tries resurrecting his empire. A woman called Eugenia intervenes, harboring undisclosed motives. Despite loving Eugenia immediately, Myron faces demented doctors and assassins racing towards the bride's wedding.
Oh my God.
There's a picture here. The fucking cover. I gotta share my screen just so you can see it really quick. Look at this shit.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is going on?
Not fucking amazing?
Wow.
Look at the pastor.
Jesus Christ.
Oh fuck. I love it. I want to see it.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways.
Crazy. All right. Well, anything else mention or talk about this movie?
No, I'm
Cool.
good.
All right. Well, that's the way the blood splatters, I guess.
All right, how did you rate this movie?
I mean, for story, I don't know, man. Story, I'll give it a 1 out of 10. Honestly, like, terrible writing, like, so bad. Like, at least, like, some of the other, like, Full Moon or whatever the fuck its production company is called, like, at least have, like, some kind of story that, like, makes sense. But, like,
Yeah, totally. Ginger Dead Man makes.
okay, I was talking more like Puppet Master and shit like
Okay.
that.
All
But
right.
I don't know, like, I feel like this was just like kind of like like those soft corn porn movies, like just has no plot, doesn't make sense. Like the writing's terrible. I hated like the characters. Like I like the design and stuff of like Myron and like some of the other characters, but like I don't know, just nothing to the story at all. Like, and then quality, I'd give it a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Acting was god awful. Soundtrack is the same from every other movie of this production company. The only thing that I'll give it, excuse me, is the like the makeup effects.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, definitely probably won't watch this ever again, but
Really?
yeah.
Okay.
And like we'll get to like the ratings or the other ratings of like Letterboxd, and I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes is, but like what am I missing? Holy shit. Jesus. So yeah, 1 out of 10 and a 2 out of 10. I'm sorry, Ben and Nancy.
I don't think they expected us to thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
For story, I'm gonna give it a 3 out of 10. It's not a good, well thought out plot, but the idea of it is kind of cool. And I think if it was in a more serious tone, like this, he's like a fucking mad scientist, right? And he's trapped in like this little body, and he wants to have a full-size body. It's like child's play in a sense, right? Like, I'm not comparing the two, but like same sort of thing. Like, Charles Lee Ray needs to get out of Chucky's body. Myron needs to get into a full-size human body. So, I mean, I know like the writing's not great. The way that they did the plot's not great, but I feel like there's something there that's not terrible. Quality, I'm going to give it. I might just give that a 3 as well. The acting's not great, but I mean, I have seen worse acting in movies before. I did really enjoy the character design. Like with the head and with Wheeler. Otis, fucking awesome, man. I loved that big dummy. There's just something about him, just the way he walks around, like the way he like looks, he's just like fucking
Yeah.
stunned
Well, at the end of the
24/7.
movie, it just ends with him laughing for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, it was so awkward, but it was like, I don't know, the look on his face was hilarious. And yeah, I did like the setting. Like it, I don't know. I wouldn't say I would compare like the look of it to TMNT or the monsters, maybe a little bit, but I don't know. It just, yeah, I don't know. I have watched this twice now, and it just feels to me like one of those movies that like if you're drinking with your friends or whatever, like you just throw it on, laugh at it. Like I have a good time with this movie. I know it's not good, but there's just something about it.
All right.
Yeah, 3 out of 10 for both for me. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes didn't give us much. There's no critics consensus and there's no critics rating.
Okay.
Do you want to take a stab at the audience rating?
Sure. I'll say a 55.
Significantly lower than that, actually.
Really?
33%.
Wow.
On 1,000 ratings, you're very close to this. So 2.8 out of 5 or a 5.6 out of 10. So, I mean, 5.6 out of 10, it's
Yeah.
not awful, really.
No. Yeah, Letterboxd, I gave it 1 out of 5. You gave it a 2.5. The ratings for both friends ratings and ratings overall is the same. It's 2.7 out of 5. It's like, holy shit, I don't get it. None of our friends have rated this movie, so need to get Ben on that.
Yeah, the fuck, Ben? I don't even know if he does Letterboxd anymore.
Wow.
All All right, so you basically hated it. You'll never watch it again.
I mean, never watch again is, I don't know.
Your words, man, not mine.
It's true.
Will you watch the sequel?
Probably.
Did you like every one of the Puppet Master movies more than this?
Any of them or everyone?
Any of them? Like,
Yeah, of course, yeah.
did you, sorry, I think I worded that wrong. Did you enjoy this more than any of the Puppet Master movies?
Oh yeah, there's like a couple Puppet Master movies that are like, it's just like I think number five or six is just the other movies spliced together.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Actually, I can bring it up. Let me see. Hold on.
Like, did you give any Puppet Master movies half a star?
How do I see? Oh, there we go. Yeah, so there is Puppet Master the Legacy and Retro Puppet Master give half a star. One star to three of them. Three Puppet Masters and one and a half. Four Puppet Masters, two. A two and a half, a three and a half, and then a three.
How many is there? 12?
Yes.
And there's more coming too.
No, there is one, two, three, four. 15.
15?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, one of them is Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys, so I don't
Oh,
know if
yeah.
that
That's
counts,
right.
but yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them are spin-offs, I guess, technically, but
Yeah.
yeah, there's 15.
That's wild. Huh. All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Was your scare rating?
I mean, it's a one. Even like the IMDb, like the genres, it's dark comedy and then comedy. So,
Yeah, hey, that's true.
yeah, one out of 10.
Okay.
Scary scene is not scary, excuse me, but definitely like the most gross scene for me was definitely the tongue licking the titty. That was, yeah, definitely
In the
doesn't turn
titty.
me on. So, yeah. And then would I survive? I mean, technically, everyone survives in this movie that gets captured. They're just not all there.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
I'd say yes.
Okay. All right.
About you?
Scare rating for me. I'll give it a one as well. Like the most you do is like maybe 1.5. Yeah, I mean it's not a scary movie at all. It's barely even a comedy. Like I don't I guess dark comedy, yeah. That makes
Yes.
sense. Scariest scene. I'm gonna say the first time we see Wheeler's eyes.
Yeah, that's good actually.
Cause like the first time I watched this, I was not expecting that at all.
No.
I fucking threw me for a loop. It kind of reminded me of Christopher Lloyd's character in Who Framed Roger Rabbit,
Yeah.
like whenever he takes his glasses off and his eyes are all fucky. Would I survive? I'm gonna say yes as well, just because like I'm not gonna go around throwing demands at this fucking weird ass family, like how Lance does. Like I'm just gonna mind my own business. They're minding their own business. Like
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they capture people, but like whenever they're walking through town and shit like that, they're just kind of minding their own business, not bothering anybody, doing their own thing. So, yeah, I wouldn't think I was a big tough guy like Lance did.
Nice.
So, yeah, guess that wraps it up.
Yeah.
So this is our last episode ever. Just kidding. For a month ish, say.
Well, no, we'll see.
We'll
Yeah.
play it by ear, but
Yeah.
you're having a
Maybe.
baby in May, so.
Yeah. Maybe we'll record some episodes maybe in advance.
Yeah, we could do that. So we'll play it by ear, maybe our last until June, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if you, I don't think you have anything picked out.
I do actually.
You do? Okay, well, let's hear
So I'm pretty sure we've released a lot of episodes, but I'm fairly certain this is a first for the podcast. We will be talking about our first animated horror movie.
Okay, sick.
Maybe it's not fully 100% horror, but definitely thriller. We'll be talking about 1999's Perfect Blue.
Oh, okay. Nice. Good choice. That's one that I've always wanted to watch, and I'm just,
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
yeah.
So I know
All
it's
right.
high on the top animated movies on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
And I heard it's fucked up, so yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. So when we do come back, if we even do take a break, we'll see. All right. Perfect Blue.
Yeah, it's only 9 hour 20 minutes as well, so
Sweet. Even
yeah.
better. All right. Well, thank you, Ben and Nancy, for suggesting this movie to us. I'm pretty sure this is a payback movie because we've made you guys watch some stinkers.
Yeah.
Even though you did make us watch Human Centipede, but I have a fun time with this movie, regardless of what you say. Yeah, thank you again for suggesting it. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. And if you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch.
I was about to finish that for you.
Fucking brain just shut down for a second. Our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us.
You sure
All right.
Myron isn't down there with you?
He might be, man. Jesus Christ.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you whenever.
Yeah, what? I like that.